Today is the fourth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be here today. It's wonderful to have a place to be here around the global campfire as we gather again and take another step forward on our journey through the scriptures. And our journey leads us every day. It leads us right to where we left off, because we're reading every chapter, every verse, every book of the Bible, and we're working our way through the book of Daniel now. Today, chapter 11, verse 36, through chapter 12, verse 13, today. Then the king will do whatever he wants. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and he will say outrageous things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, because what has been decreed will be accomplished. He will not show regard for the gods of his ancestors, the god desired by women, or for any other god, because he will magnify himself above all. Instead, he will honor a god of fortresses, a god his ancestors did not know, with gold, silver, precious stones, and riches. He will deal with the strongest fortresses with the help of a foreign god. He will greatly honor those who acknowledge him, making them rulers over many and distributing land as a reward. At the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in battle, but the king of the north will storm against him with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. He will invade countries and sweep through them like a flood. He will also invade the beautiful land, and many will fall. But these will escape from his power: Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of the Ammonites. He will extend his power against the countries, and not even the land of Egypt will escape. He will get control over the hidden treasures of gold and silver, and over all the riches of Egypt. The Libyans and Cushites will also be in submission. But reports from the east and the north will terrify him, and he will go out with great fury to annihilate and completely destroy many. He will pitch his royal tents between the sea and the beautiful holy mountain, but he will meet his end with no one to help him. At that time, Michael, the great prince who stands watch over your people, will rise up. There will be a time of distress such as never has occurred since nations came into being until that time. But at that time, all your people who are found written in the book will escape. Many who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, and some to disgrace and eternal contempt. Those who have insight will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will roam about and knowledge will increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and two others were standing there, one on this bank of the river and one on the other. One of them said to the man dressed in linen who was above the water of the river, "How long until the end of these wondrous things?" Then I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the water of the river. He raised both his hands toward heaven and swore by him who lives eternally that it would be for a time, times, and half a time. When the power of the holy people is shattered, all these things will be completed. I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what will be the outcome of these things?" He said, "Go on your way, Daniel, for the words are secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. None of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Happy is the one who waits for and reaches 1,335 days. But as for you, go on your way to the end. You will rest and then you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance at the end of the days. First John 4. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming. Even now, it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and you have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Anyone who knows God listens to us. Anyone who is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love consists in this: not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us in this way, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son as the world's Savior. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. In this, love is made complete with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment. So the one who fears is not complete in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and yet hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For the person who does not love his brother or sister, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And we have this command from him: the one who loves God must also love his brother and sister. Psalm 123, looking for God's favor, a song of ascents. I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven. Like a servant's eyes on his master's hand, like a servant girl's eyes on her mistress's hand, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we've had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud. Proverbs 29:2-4. When the righteous flourish, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but one who consorts with prostitutes destroys his wealth. By justice, a king brings stability to a land, but a person who demands contributions demolishes it. Okay, so as we're working our way through this first letter of John, we're seeing that it is powerful. There is so many incredible insights for us. And what we saw today in John's writing is that people in this early church are being deceived and abandoning their faith in Jesus by following new teachings. And as we talked about earlier, there was a swirl of teachings about who Jesus was, what he meant, what he represented, what his work was. And so some people followed new teachings. Other people just got fed up of waiting and became antagonistic to the gospel, even antichrist, as the scriptures say. And of this swirl of many different teachings that were beginning to develop in the early church, one in particular claimed that Jesus wasn't a person. He was a spiritual apparition. He was not a flesh and blood human being. And so this became a theological debate. What is the nature of Jesus Christ? And the question that was debated was whether or not Jesus was the divine simply made visible or the divine made flesh. And that teaching that Jesus was a spiritual apparition would later be called Docetism. And John speaks specifically toward that today in what we read, and I quote, "You are from God, little children, and you have conquered them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." So John is telling his readers, like, look, there's lots of swirl. There's lots of things to think about. There's lots of ways to become distant and think of the Holy Spirit or Jesus' work as esoteric and spiritual. And some of the false teachings are separating us from the reality that the Spirit of God lives inside those who believe. And so the Spirit of God is in you and will lead you away from the deception of the world. But John's not just trying to like parse theology and have a theological debate. He's trying to get the readers, and that's us, friends, to get our minds around what we cannot possibly comprehend. A reality that the Spirit of God is within us because of Jesus. The human and the divine can be in collaboration, like we see Jesus doing. And what would be the evidence that we are walking this path? Love. John says it like this: "Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way: God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love consists in this: not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us in this way, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is made complete in us." That is very powerful. Jesus is the physical human embodiment of God's love for us. A love we could see in action. He wasn't an apparition demonstrating these things. He was God offering himself in the flesh, coming to be among us. Emmanuel. God with us. And when we love one another, we are making that same love visible in the flesh, in our flesh. God dwells within us and loves the world through our flesh, just like Jesus did. John says it like this: "We have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. In this, love is made complete with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment. So the one who fears is not complete in love. So the implications are pretty huge. We can't see God, as John said, but we can see each other. And when we live inside the reality that the Spirit of God is in us, we begin to understand that being part of the body of Christ is not just like this nice metaphor. We are physically bringing the love of God to the world like Jesus did, because Jesus is within us. The same Spirit is animating and guiding our lives. And God's love is made perfect in us as we live into this. And perfect love casts out all fear. In all of the Bible, there are plenty of references to love. We obviously know that. But if there were a case in the scriptures about why we must live in love, this is it. In 1 John, when we love, we know that the Spirit of God is within us. When we love, we are the physical demonstration of God's love to the world, the hands and feet. When we love, we are being perfected. When we love, we're being like Christ. And so let's heed and take into our hearts the counsel that John gives us today. Let us continue to love one another, because love comes from God. Father, so often we think, yeah, we do love each other. We love really well. And that's because we love people who are easy to love and ignore others often. You are asking us to be your hands and feet. And we watched you in this world touch the broken and be among the people that no one else would hang around. We watched you go to the bottom, because the gospel is for those at the bottom. And we all find ourselves at the bottom. Your love conquers all, and we are instructed to live in that love and not just remain in it for our own benefit, but understand that we become a conduit of your love as we surrender to your will in our lives. And love casts out fear. So come, Holy Spirit, and show us how to love. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. It is where you find out what's going on around here. It's Christmas time around here. Everybody knows that. It's hard to miss anywhere in the world. So Christmas time around Daily Audio Bible, around the global campfire, consists of a couple of things. We are preparing for our annual Daily Audio Bible Christmas party, and you can participate in that by calling in your Christmas wishes or greetings to the community, your brothers and sisters who have been traveling each and every day through the scriptures this year. You can do that by hitting the hotline button in the app, or by dialing 877-942-4253. It probably sounds familiar, since I say it most every day. That's the prayer and encouragement line. Right now, it's also the holiday greeting line, just for a brief amount of time, probably to the end of this week. So don't delay. And the only thing is, it's the prayer request and encouragement line. So don't, like, if you have a prayer request and encouragement and a holiday greeting, don't mix them all up. Call in your holiday greeting, and then call in your prayer request or encouragement separately. This is the one time that you can do that, so we can keep things separate and make a really lovely time. I love our Christmas party. Virtual as it might be, I love it. I love it. I love it. I, every year, brings tears to my eyes. Just the journey that we have been on, and all of the voices, and just the touch points, all the different stories, So make sure you participate in the Christmas party this year. The other thing this year for Christmas is that we have released all of the different music from the Daily Audio Bible. We pressed those onto 5 different vinyl album packages, and they're just very lovely, very commemorative, something tangible to hold on from the global campfire. And anyone who picks up any number of these, we will send you the Christmas ornament from this year in the package as well. And all of the resources from these projects, from the music here, is being sown into what's coming next year. Brand new Daily Audio Bible app, brand new Global Campfire home, brand new place to move into and grow into and move forward into. So thank you humbly for your partnership there. You can find that in the Daily Audio Bible shop. You'll find a Christmas category and you'll see them there. Thank you. Thank you humbly. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible in these final days of the year 2023, thank you. Humbly, humbly. We can't be a global campfire if we're not in this together. And so thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement or holiday greeting, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Susan in Indiana, and I'm calling on behalf of Lisa, Philippians 6:4. And I know she called in and asked us to pray for her family so often, so I wanted to continue to do that, and I hope that others will with me. Dear Father, I pray for my sister warrior Lisa's family. I pray that in the wake of her passing, that her family members will be drawn closer to you and come to Christ, come to know Christ the way that Lisa did, and that they could all be together again at the end. I love you, Dab family, and I pray this in the name of Jesus.
Good morning, DAB. This is Romans 12:2, calling for Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in me. You said that you are going through a period of grief after losing, I believe it was 2 of your children, your former husband, and just several people close to you, and you feel somewhat alone. I just want to encourage you today, knowing that many of us who have lost family members, particularly parents or children, feel your pain, and grief is a period that we must go through. Don't try to go around it. Go through it. The Lord will be with you. He will hold your hand. I know Christmas season can be a difficult time, particularly when we have memories of the people we love and they're no longer around. I want to encourage you today, and I pray for you that the Lord will be with you. There's a scripture that says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let us hold on to that we have eternity and we are not living in the temporary. That God will be with you. He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. Again, He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be encouraged today. Let us all be encouraged. Lord Father, would you be with everyone today, O God, particularly during this season, who have lost spouses, children, parents, friends even, who are close to them, Lord. May we be reminded that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that we will keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is QD from PA. I'm calling in to pray for Kristen, Christ in me. Hey, sister, I just heard your prayer request for yourself on November 30th, and it really touched me. I just want to pray Psalm 34:18 over you right now, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Father God, I just pray that you are with Kristen and that you and that she feels your presence, Lord, that she knows you're near, that you comfort her, Father God, and show her the love that only you can give, Father God, and the peace that only you can give during this this time for her. And to let her know that she is not alone, that you are with her, you see her, you gather every tear, and that you love her so, so deeply and so perfectly, Father God. And I just pray for your presence, that you bring people around her who extend your love, or who are a comfort to her from you, Father God. And Lord, just fill her with your peace during this time. And I pray this in the mighty, precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Crystal from of Washington State, formerly of Texas. I was just hearing Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me, and oh, my heart hurt so much when I heard what you had to say and how you feel like you've lost your entire family. And, oh, my heart just breaks for you. It's, I can't imagine dealing with that much loss. I will be sure to say a prayer for you. And I just want to encourage you to lean into your daily audio Bible family. I mean, you've definitely lost a lot of members, but there are a lot of members here that hear prayers and want to encourage you just to lean into us as your Christ family. And just please, please don't lose heart. We're here for you. God bless.